time for Live and Direct, thanks to NZ On Air Music. Good God!
If you've been listening to Freak the Sheep throughout my tenure, you'll know that I don't really repeat songs, although there are a few select tracks that I do, and one of them is Big Fat Raro's Living in a Fantasy. I play it probably once a month, which is high rotation for repeats. Big Fat Raro is the project of Tookie Wilson, and I'm elated to have him in studio. Hello.
Hi.
How's it going?
Yo, I'm good. Yeah, I can't believe you're playing with that song. That's awesome.
I must have heard it right before I started, or like within the first couple of weeks, and was like, holy shit, what is this?
It's quite extreme, eh? Like, it's like cramming a lot of words into a short space of time.
And the drums, the breaks.
Just like a jungleist thing for the most of it. And the other bit's from like a Freddie Mercury song. What is it? Living on Your Own. That like, it's almost like Beat It.
Ah.
Dum, 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 dum.
Yep.
Yeah, that like little bass
line. The change, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's such a good track. But that was, I mean, you've released two or so in the last year. Then there's one on your SoundCloud that's from 5 years ago. You're also, you have like a solo or acoustic bass record. You're a part of Mental Health Triangle.
Yep, Mental Health Triangle. Woo.
So what are the parameters for Big Fat Raro?
I suppose just I've got a lot of creativity in me to get out there, and it just sort of depends what people are around me, what community are around me. I really love community with music, so I'm always wanting to collab and do stuff with other people. That initial, like that Living in a Fantasy song you mentioned, was kind of like me trying to kind of do a little solo rap project that I still haven't finished and released, but that's coming up. And Mental Health Triangle was based around having a few buddies around who could rap. Justin Ta'ulu, Matt Middleton, and John White, or Jumps. And like, so that was like, you know, very friends based, but like, we actually played at Golden Dawn recently, just me and Justin, and John and Matt are overseas, so we're just sort of filling in until they get back, maybe. But Mental Health Triangle was like a really fun, absurdist kind of project. I used to like play in a reggae band for like 10 years in Dunedin. And
what were you called?
It was the Irie Eyes. They're like Bob Marley reference. And
Irie Eyes.
And before that, I was a singer-songwriter. So like, I kind of haven't done singer-songwriting for a long time. I kind of got to this funny point, actually, where I was thinking that too many singer-songwriter songs are sort of blaming someone for some pain in your life.
Yep.
And it's like kind of like a trope that I didn't really want to sort of stick to. So I was sort of like, I need to get away from this kind of idea and move on to other musical projects. And then at the moment, Big Fat Raro is like a techno vibe, and it's always like improvised and always just tushing around on the spot. So yeah, I'm kind of... I feel kind of worn down by repeating, like, you know, being in bands where you repeat tracks over and over. And so I'm sort of worn down by that. So I won't go and see a band if they play like again the next weekend. I'm like, I've already seen it. I'll go see them next year if they're going to play the same songs.
Yep.
So I really like improvised music. So that's where I'm at the moment. And played a couple of gigs at the Audio Foundation in Golden Dawn. Up here.
And you're playing at the Golden Dawn this weekend on the 16th, 2 days' time, Friday, with Orchestra of Spheres.
Yeah.
Ooh, big lineup.
Yeah, they're a pretty awesome band, eh?
Oh.
It's going to be a big gig. Come on down to Golden Dawn and check it out. Cool, they're coming up from Wellington just for y'all.
We just talked about your projects. You're a very creative person. Where did that come from? Where did that creative drive come from?
I've sort of like started out as an artist. So I went to art school and I dropped out of art school, just that kind of progression to like, oh, maybe music would be cooler, and got into music. And I already was sort of singing and playing guitar, but, you know, I started playing gigs. I had like one hit song in Dunedin, Uti Puti Crew, which is like sort of early precursor of reggae to me being in the REIs. Yeah, I don't know, I guess like my friends around me and stuff, and like, yeah, actually I really wanted to say a shout out to ISO 12 and RGB in Dunedin. They're in Murderbike, and I used to live, like, they were in the room next to me, and they had just so much music gear set up, like all these synths and stuff, and I didn't know how to use any of that stuff, and that definitely kind of got me learning, you know, and moving on to figuring all the stuff out and how to work it until I've got my own setup now, sort of thing. So yeah, big shout out to ISO 12. He's sort of got quite a philosophy, that bro.
I want to talk about the gear that's in front of us in a moment, but first, you've talked so much about community, and you're a part of a collective called Whānau Spa.
Yeah, the Whānau Spa is quite incredible. Like, I always kind of wanted to be around people who were lyricists, and when I came to Auckland, I ended up around all these great lyricists, all these rappers and singers, and it was basically a dream come true, even though that dream was more like 10 or 15 years ago that I really wanted to do it. And for me it was a realization of a dream, but for them I think it's like all new to them in terms of they've done stuff solo, but doing it as a group was kind of a new thing. But they're all like amazingly talented. There's Brown Boy Magic, Hamishi, who's like a painter, but he's such a great rapper. Akashi and Jermaine from Fuff Swag and Coco Solid, and me just like hanging out and making up tunes together. And yeah, it's the real, like, you know, vibing in the hood shit happening. It's really fun.
I can't wait to hear more from Whānau Spa.
It's coming.
Let's talk about the equipment that's that we're about to hear you perform with. What have we got in front of us?
It's a real Korg centric. It's all Korg gear, except for the Yamaha. And this is the gear that I've been using like lately out and about, because it's, I guess, all the coolest, smaller synthesizers and hardware, because I've got some really big gear, but you just can't take it to the gig. So yeah, I've kind of just like been using that in the studio more. So I'm using like a Korg Monolog, which is a monosynth that Korg put out like maybe 4 years ago. And it's really cool. It's got a Knight Rider sequencer along it, sort of like all these red lights that you can just like record notes straight to that on the top, so you don't even have to go into screens or anything. Next to that there's a Monotribe, which is a kind of a precursor to the Monolog. It's like a dirty little, you know, the MS-10 and the MS-20 Korg, they're like the big sort of, they have a face and they're black and they're really styling.
Yeah,
it's like the cheapest mini version of that I could get. It's really, it's got a really cool analog sound. There's a little Volca Beats, which is the Korg drum machine they put out. That's just a really fun little unit. Then there's like the old grandma Yamaha TQ5, which is, I don't even know, I think it's like from the 80s. It looks pretty 80s, 90s kind of.
It looks like it could be a part of the Blade Runner set as a miniature for some kind of large building.
It's even got this chip on it, which is 64 kilobytes, which is, you know, back when that was a big deal of RAM. So yeah, that's like, yeah, that's real old school. And that's kind of like a DX7 sound. It's kind of, is it like a four voice op? It's really like cutesy digital 90s. I kind of want to say 90s because it looks just like really, it's got a weird angle. If you look up Yamaha TQ5, it is really cool looking. And that's about it. There's like a little there's a little chaos pad effect unit, which is really cool. I love it. It's like what is it called? The Chaos Pad 2 Mini. And it's like as big as an iPhone, it fits in your pocket. It's like just a real cool effects unit. But definitely the coolest stuff here is probably the Monologue and the TQ5. And I don't know, to get a bit nerdy, I send the Monologue riffs out into the TQ5. So yeah, they'll be playing like the same little riffs, but like sounding analog, one and the other one's digital.
Oh, well, I can't wait to hear it. We'll just move these microphones in. There might be a few seconds radio silence. Don't panic, anyone. And then Big Fat Raro will start up.
Yeah, should I just like...
Yeah, I'll just push these up with 2 seconds. Thank you.
That was Live and Direct, thanks to NZ On Air Music.